Sarah, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Tony. I'm excited to talk to you.
Really, I don't know why. I'm just going to ask you the same questions you've been asked all day.
I don't know. I don't know what questions you're going to ask, so maybe not.
I start with your shoes. I ask where you get them.
Oh, good question. My favorite shoe is Teva, and I have like five pair. I pretty
Oh.
much wear the same shoe almost every day.
They don't sell those at Shoe Carnival, do they?
I don't know. Maybe.
If there's a mayor of Shoe Town,
Right.
I'm just here to give you jokes until Alice comes.
Okay, great.
How's life? How are you doing?
Life's good. I'm actually on location for an independent film right now called
Okay.
Sky Crash in
Wow.
Oregon, and it's really quite lovely. I'm in this little tiny cabin with just like a bed and two tables, but I have this incredible outdoor exterior atmosphere, which is all forest, and I have a river running through it, if you
Oh,
will.
Oregon is such a lovely, lovely place. Are you outside of Eugene?
Yeah, we're not far. We're about 45 minutes from Portland, and Eugene's pretty close to that, so I'd say about the same.
Yeah, you can't tell.
I've been to Eugene though, actually, because I went for speaking of, the solar eclipse that's coming up. I went for the solar eclipse a couple years ago in Madras, Oregon, and we stayed, my husband and I, with our friends in Eugene for the night before we camped out to see the solar eclipse. We're shadow chasers, so we'll be going.
I'm getting a note that says that Alice is running a little late, so we'll get
Okay. Yeah.
you. How's that?
Alice is running a little late, so I'm so sorry about that. We'll get her on as soon as we can, but I think just for the
Yeah.
time's sake, let's just get started with Sarah.
Okay.
Thank you again.
I'll just talk with Sarah, the star of the show. It's fine.
Oh,
America's number one actress.
thank you. Sorry, my little dog is here too.
Now that we're best friends, now I
Yes.
First of all, it's got to be just a great set to work with people like Alice and like just the cast itself is just extraordinary.
Oh man, I really lucked out. We have such incredible chemistry as a cast. From the beginning, Chris Sheridan, our showrunner, he introduced us all initially through email, but then we started a text chain, and we have had that same text chain since the pilot. And it feels like a family now. We're always pumping each other up before an episode airs and complimenting each other after we watch an episode. And I mean, it's just such a fun experience to not only work with people that I admire and respect, but also feel like our family.
Alan Tudyk must be incredible to work with. Not only is he a comic genius and an improv artist, but just he's such an in-depth actor.
Yes, he is. Before I started working with him, I did know his work, especially through things like Death at a Funeral, Firefly, and I was very excited to work with him. And then I have to say, he's really lived up to all my expectations. He's not only so funny, and every take is different, so it's always really, really fresh when we're working together. But he's also very calculated, and he knows what he wants to do, but he likes to still play in the moment. And so it's fascinating to watch him work. And I've really, really been enjoying this season, getting to see Harry sort of come undone emotionally, which is something I think Alan really wanted to do in season one. But I remember him and Chris having a talk about how, Harry's not there yet. He doesn't even know what it is to cry yet. And so Alan sort of, I remember him feeling like, oh, I have to kind of hold back a little bit. But then at the finale of season one, and then obviously through season two and season three, he's been able to sort of explode with all these different emotions. It's been so fun to watch.
Yeah, this if you were going to make Resident Alien into the Bible, this would be Corinthians now that we're in, because this is all about love. It's all about him finding that emotion, and the process, the writing is just spectacular.
Yes, it really is. We very much lucked out, especially in this genre. I've learned, as I wasn't necessarily a sci-fi viewer previous to the show. I mean, I had seen Battlestar Galactica, which I really loved, and I thought the storyline there was so beautiful. So when this script sort of came across my desk, I was like, oh man, this is so full of so many different layers, and it's such great storytelling. It could be in any genre. It just so happens that it's in sci-fi, and I'm loving now that it's on Netflix. People who wouldn't normally check out a sci-fi show because of that same maybe stigma they think is attached to sci-fi shows, they're starting to see it's got so much more heart and so much flavor that they get to taste in every episode with every character.
What do you like about your character, Asta?
Oh gosh. Let me count the ways. The first thing I love about Asta, is she's very layered. She is like a layered piece of cake, and you take a bite and you're just like, there's so much going on in there. You don't know if it's going to be rich or salty, you know, that she's got a little bit of an edge. And there's also a sweetness to her, especially when she gets to be in scenes with her best friend Darcy. And there's a tenderness and a vulnerability there. So as an actor, it's been such a wonderment to be able to play a character that is so full in so many different ways. But I think the thing I like about her the most is that she's very honest, and she's willing to go the extra mile for her family and friends, and even for her new alien friend to do what's right. There's this really great moment that Harry has. You know, you get to hear his voiceover, and I think it's in season two. He says something like, "Asta never lets me do anything fun, like kill anyone," and it's so sweet but true. It's like I keep him honest because I'm so honest, and I really love that about her.
Will you take a piece of her home with you when when the show is finally kind of after its 10th season?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm hoping I get to take that leather jacket home with me because it was tailor-made for me, Tony, and I have never had anything tailor-made for me before in my life. I remember us putting that jacket on the first time, Asta and I burst into tears. I was so like, this fits my body perfectly, and I feel like Asta, and it was just such a wonderful experience. So I'll be taking that home with me as long as costume lets me. And
I'll make a call. Don't worry.
yeah, thank you. I definitely think I will be taking on, you know, I myself definitely am very honest, but there's something about her willingness to sort of sit back and also witness and observe that I really like. You know, she's caught up in moments with a bunch of other comedians where she has a lot of reactions, which is a testament to her listening. And I think I will take one from Asta and be a better listener after working on this show.
And you know, more and more audiences are discovering Resident Alien. I mean, it's only in its infancy, 3 seasons, you know. What do you think they're taking away from watching it?
I think they're taking away a genuine surprise of how good it is. Like, I think they are truly coming to the table thinking it's going to be this slapstick comedy and walking away going, wow, this is just full of so much goodness, like laughs and tears and so many layers that I think they're kind of walking away with surprise first and then also wanting more. I've heard so many people just so grateful that it's on television right now. You know, with everything we've been through in the last 5 years, the show has endured through the COVID and quarantine era, through the strike for the actor and writer industry. And I think it's a testament to the writing, to the cast, and to the fans, really, for people coming back and saying, I want to watch this and I want to keep watching this. So that's been really great.
You know, Rod Serling once said that sci-fi holds up a mirror to humanity, and we see our reflection in this. You know, even though it's extraterrestrial, we see ourselves and who
Yeah.
we could be or how we are, which is a little
Yes.
sadder. Do you attend the conventions? Do you go to sci-fi conventions now and sign autographs and meet fans?
I do, and they ask me to. I don't have like a set, you know, I think there's like a PR or publicist for that when you can go to even more conventions. Right now, I'm still just going to the ones that Resident Alien is sending me to. But I absolutely love meeting the fans. I love getting to hear how much the show means to them. We're going to be going to WonderCon on March 30th in Anaheim, California. And I'm really looking forward to it because I just think one of my favorite things is getting a chance to meet those people that are really watching it and really taking it in and say thank you to them for showing up for us.
All right, you take care. And my gosh, what a great show. What a great series. And what a great actress you are.
Thanks, Tony. I really appreciate it.
Want you to direct. You got to start directing.
Hey, I have a production company with my husband, and right now he's the director, but I've told him already. I said, we're going to switch positions at some point, and I'm going to be directing you. And he was like, I'm ready. So,
Something tells me you're already calling the shots. So anyway,
yeah,
you take
sometimes.
care. And thank you so much.
Thanks, Tony.
Bye-bye.
Bye.